is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Charafe al-Muadan was killed last week. He said al-Muadan had direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. In another development in Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters.
During the four-day offensive to capture the dam, the SDF liberated more than 10 villages and 235 square kilometers, while coordinating strikes that killed over 100 enemy combatants.
Steve Warren, the dam held by Islamic State since last year, helps generate electricity for large parts of northern Aleppo province. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi on Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no details. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. That uprising was sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. This is VOA News. Turkey's president visits Saudi Arabia Tuesday to meet with his Saudi counterpart for talks expected to focus on Turkey's support of the Saudi military. Dorian Jones has a report.
The Syrian civil war is expected to be top of the agenda of talks between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman. The two countries are among the strongest backers of Syrian rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey faces high tensions with Moscow since last month's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish jets. The Turkish president is expected to be looking for Saudi assistance in his efforts to reduce Turkey's dependency on Russian energy. But Erdogan also has something to give. He's supporting the Saudi initiative of an Islamic military coalition to fight terrorism. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, or NADRA, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. An official says authorities have identified the remains of the bomber and that an investigation is underway. Global health authorities are declaring Guinea free of Ebola. The designation leaves only Liberia still waiting for an official end to the epidemic. The president of the World Bank Group issued a statement congratulating the government and people of Guinea on reaching the milestone. He urged vigilance to stay at zero cases. More than 2,500 people died from the disease in Guinea. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House in February. The visit will come just weeks before Colombia's deadline to finalize a peace agreement with FARC rebels. Half a century of fighting has left 220,000 people dead and forced millions from their homes. About 50 Philippine protesters, most of them students, have landed on a remote island in the South China Sea. They are trying to draw attention to what they charge as growing Chinese encroachment in the area. China, which claims virtually the entire South China Sea, has expressed anger over the landing. A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times has pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Jason Van Dyke entered the plea Tuesday at Chicago's Cook County Courthouse. He is charged with 6 counts of murder for the 2014 shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Diabetes appears to increase the risk of dementia. Australian researchers reviewed the results of 14 studies involving more than 2 million people. They said type 2 diabetes was found to have 60% more likely that people would get diabetes.
That's the latest world news from VOA.